Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, which fictional sport would be the worst to spectate? There's sports that are made up for things, and that's sick.
That
more
is
sports
true. That is
in
cool.
things is good.
Yeah.
And usually, things that are made up are for nerds, but sports
yeah.
are for
They're
jocks.
For cool guys. Yeah, for
so
jocks.
It's clever to combine the two, hit two markets. But here at Plumbing the Death Star, we've had a think. We've gone, actually, some of these sports would suck shit to watch.
Let me have a
these
think.
These sports would be bad. Quick, hit record. This is gold.
Yeah, this episode spun out of our weekly Plumbing the Death Star meeting where we were just having a think.
Okay. So after having a think. Okay,
yeah.
So, all right. So, okay.
Yeah.
Sports that would suck to watch. Now, I'm going to put forward pod racing.
Yep.
Now,
oh, yeah.
I know what you're all thinking, but pod racing was the best bit of Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom, yeah. Phantom Menace. Now I'd be like, well, yeah, but you're probably not thinking of Duel of Fates or those sick dual lightsabers that old mate had.
Yeah, he was cool.
Rock.
Yeah. Grievous had a cough. He's a robot.
Not episode 1.
Not episode 1, but thank you very much for playing
Jackson. Tried.
Bubble,
game over. Meet his mic.
So pod racing, if you're not aware of it, I don't know anyone who wouldn't be, as it is a cultural phenomenon.
Uh-huh. Well, Zammit, let's just pretend, hypothetically, you're talking directly to Jackson for this, because clearly he doesn't know Star Wars.
Imagine I don't know Star Wars. Let's enter that fantasy world.
Okay, so here we are. So what we want to do is we want to make F1 racing, but more and more dangerous.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is we want to get some kind of alien creature or just like a folk, put him in a cockpit, strap some big jet engines to the side, and then just maybe are the courses even set, or is it just be like, here's the start and finish line, go that way for a bit. And I guess come back to the
we'll
to
see
the
you
end.
When we see you.
So a lot of the if you've ever played Pod Racing 64, there are a lot of ways to get back to the starting line.
Yeah.
So it feels like there is no set course. It's just kind of like go that way for a bit, loop back, and here you are. Sometimes we'll have the stadium set up. Which is neat, I guess, to kind of watch
but
it.
I know as much about racing as I do about Star Wars. But in a normal race that you watch, is there not a stadium set up around every bit of the track?
So you're, I think, thinking of like a NASCAR, where it's a circle. There is a stadium around a whole NASCAR track. Yes. Formula One, there is parts of the track where like there might be a bend or something like that, where it's kind of dangerous to have people, as made famous in The Final Destination. Yeah, that's right. I'm referencing movies. Because wheels can come off and stuff like that and can kill members of the crowd.
Yeah.
But most of this, like, they will have like high rise stadium seating around bits of it, but not the whole thing.
Yeah, because the only reason I bring it up is that it feels like in episode 1, there's that one stadium where you get to see everyone line up, Then everyone goes and you're like, well, we got an hour to kill or whatever till they come back.
Yeah. Well, this is what I was kind of talking about. It's just that, you have that one stadium where you kind of like watch the fanfare of everyone like bringing out their sweet bikes and waving to the crowd and then they're off. At least in, say, like, you know, F1 or any other sort of like racing situation where they do come through that sort of like start and finish line, there will be like a stadium. The cars, they're going fast, but you can see them.
Yeah.
In pod racing, they're going extremely fast to the point where you can't see them.
Yeah, zooming by.
Jackson, do you know what a marathon looks like? Like if someone in the Olympics is running a marathon?
Do you mean like, do I know what like the guy doing the marathon looks like?
No, because then I would have asked what if you know what a run looks like. And presumably you've seen someone run in real life.
I have,
or
yes.
at least in popular culture.
I've seen a Tom Cruise film, yes.
Yeah.
So you know how like on a marathon track, there'll be parts where they're just like running through, or like running on the road through a forest and there's no one? Mm. Racing car tracks have parts
but you'll still be like, it's just like, is it not in episode one you see them go and then you see whoever didn't explode come back? Yes. And that's something I wanted to bring up as well. In pod racing, there's a good chance someone will explode. That's appealing to me. That makes it a good sport.
There is that time, like, you know, the Tuscan Raiders will try and shoot at the drivers, so I guess
that's cool.
There's other hostile environments that they're racing through. We might get, but then again, are we seeing that? Or are we just hearing the fact that, hey, did you hear that some Tuscan Raider cunt shot Anakin's thing and it blew up? And I'm like,
who cares?
Was it filmed? What? I want to watch.
Yeah.
Hey, Anakin Skywalker, is that a pro or a, can I, because seeing a kid die in like a pod racer would elevate this as a sport for me. If we're all in the crowd and I see Anakin Skywalker and I nudge you, I'm like, that's just a fucking kid. Oh my God. Best day ever.
Is that a little boy?
Are they letting little boys race now? What the fuck?
I thought that's fucked up. He's a child.
Are any of those aliens also little boys? But I just can't tell because they're aliens.
Is that Sebulba? Is he actually like a child in the Sebulba race?
Excuse me, and I put my hand up.
Hey.
How many of you were little boys? None. What?
But that one is.
What about that actual little boy?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I'm an alien. I don't know. He might be. Hang on. What? I'm coming down there. You're like, Jackson, no.
Hi, so I'm an alien. What is it? What is a little boy? I don't know what you mean.
That kid is a little boy? Yeah. So is that a race of aliens? In a way. So how does this, like, work? And then I do the Gungan Jar Jar Binks thing where my tongue gets zapped by the thing between the two boosters. Yeah. People hated this part in the film. I thought it was funny. And I sit down on the track and have a nap. That's good from your perspective in the crowd. You're like, what's he doing? Oh, he's gone over. He's yelling. Oh, he's licking the little bit of electro. Oh, he's having
he's
a nap.
Tired.
He's tucking him out.
And now Sebulba is running him over. He's now a paste. Good.
I don't think he actually does this, but how easy is it to imagine Sebulba smoking cigarettes?
Oh, so easy.
With his feet, right?
Yeah.
Does he?
On a big cigar? Maybe.
Yeah, like I've thought about this for so long that maybe it actually does happen.
I think Sebulba smokes a cigar in Star Wars. His horse lips around the end of it? I can picture that.
Yeah, no, I think he does. If he does it, you have successfully implanted a memory.
Yeah, me too.
I'm
gonna win the race, Anakin Skywalker.
That's what he says when he puffs a cigar.
Yeah.
So watch me.
Well, yeah. Yes, it's like a fun sport to potentially watch in that sense of like, hey, yes, the potential death of a little boy.
Yeah.
And Tuscan Raiders shooting at folk, and no matter what else happens, like, hey, that pod racer can shoot fire out of its side. I mean, is there any kind of chance of modifying a pod racer yourself by, like, say, duct taping a lot of, say, lightsabers to the side?
You
press a button and off you go.
It seems like the aforementioned child involved, it seems poorly regulated. So, and the fact that Sebulba's vehicle has jets of flame at the side, it feels like you could do basically anything in a pod race, which to me is appealing. To me, this seems like racing, but better.
It's like real life wacky races or real life, you know, Mario Kart in a sense, where you can just kind of like really go ham at your enemies. Mm. But it comes back to my point of, can you even witness this? Are you spectating
this? If you can't
see
it, it's not worth it. That's true.
Because, like, was there any cameras that are, like, hovering around the pod races? I don't remember it.
Yeah, right, me look, neither, so it didn't happen.
Just to help your argument a little bit, Joel Zammit, from my memory of episode one, which is probably shaky at this point, but significantly better than Jackson's, Savolba has flamethrowers in his pod racer, but it's illegal. Like
it is illegal, yes.
He's cheating. Mm. And when the Tusken Raider shoots the pod racer, everyone's cut about it. So I guess it's like street racing rules where there is rules and you can like get disqualified, but...
Okay. Okay, now looking at Wikipedia, they do have Hologlide J57 cam droids.
I hate when we go to Wikipedia, guys. It's always just numbers.
Well, I went to Wikipedia to find out my Sebulba fact, and I was just greeted with a massive photo of Sebulba, and that actually ruled.
Did you just Google, does Sebulba smoke a cigar?
I Googled, does Sebulba smoke cigarettes?
I think he does smoke a cigar, though.
Yeah.
Showing us that beautiful picture of Sebulba. But-
oh, he's great. I love Sebulba. He looks like a horsefish.
He does.
That's sick.
Okay. Yeah. So, again, my view of pod racing was, like, a lot of the cool stuff happens, but doesn't happen, like, it happens
you
off
don't
camera.
See it.
But if you do, if you are seeing it, I might have to kind of maybe retract my statement, because if you have a bunch of these Hologlide J57 cam droids hovering around and, I guess, live streaming straight to my space iPad, I think I'd have a good time with it. But then again... Oh, because they're going so fast, again, it depends how much, like, death and destruction is there, you know?
Yeah, very true, very true. And,
well, there's a commentator, let's not forget that. You get to hear things like, I don't care what galaxy you're from, that's gotta hurt!
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
And you get to hear Anakin say, now this is pod racing!
Yippee!
Come on.
Yippee!
Yippee! Yeah. That's good.
And Sebulba maybe smoke cigarettes.
Yeah! That's what you're nudging us as he comes by to get to his pod racer. You're do you reckon he smokes cigarettes, dude? I'm like, I don't know. Why do you care?
Well, I think
I reckon he does.
The appeal of, like, racing in our world is sometimes you kind of, like, want to know about, like, the ingenuity of, say, like, the team behind the pod race or the team behind the car.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, oh, yeah, they're using their, like, you know, we're going to engineering skills to make it go really, really fast in this regard and blah, 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 blah. I just think maybe that pod racing is a bit lawless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is that a good thing?
See, okay, for me, pod racing is becoming more and more appealing the more I think about it. It's like we're strapping fragile, maybe little boys to death machines and rocketing them around a desert. Like, that's like, if you were like, right now, Jackson, we're going to get kids. We're going to put them in cars with bricks on the pedal. We're just going to let them go. Do you want to watch? I'd be like, yes, sir, sign me up.
Because, like, initially I'm like, because, you know, you kind of like those, like, rules and regulations to kind of have, like, you know, the sport of it all, to see what they can kind of do within that kind of framework of, you know, what they have to sort of hit. But this is lawless, and I kind of, maybe I've come back around to it, and I'm like,
maybe you got to forfeit, Zammit. Maybe you got to forfeit because you picked a good sport.
Like, I think it'd be fun to watch because, like, we can get little boys from all corners of the galaxy.
Strap a little boy to a rocket.
Death machine rockets. And send them off and do God knows what. Because, again, there is no regulations here. There's no rules. We just have, hey, here's the start. Go that way for a bit. Come back
when you want.
Mm.
And that's lap one, apparently. Who knows how many laps there are, but enjoy. Plus, the mafia is involved, or, like, the mob. And that's pretty sick. Like, I think that's Jabba owns the race course. I don't know.
Much like how the mafia owned the Carlton Football Club for a while.
Hey, is it the official position of Plumbing the Death Star that every pod racer is a little boy?
Mm.
Like, Sebulba in his race is a boy of 10. Yes. Smoking cigarettes on the track. Good. Yeah. I just needed clarification.
Jackson, when you look at that horrible head that is Ben Quadrinellis or whatever, are you not seeing a little boy?
Oh, yeah, every pod racer is a little boy. That makes pod racer the video game, one of the only video games, you know, like, you don't normally get to kill a kid in a video game. But pod racer's all dead children. That's pretty cool.
Wall to wall, dead little boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, plus, like, you have also, like, you know, where, like, you know, the pit crew with little droid things.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that's fun to watch. Yeah,
pit droid is sick.
Mm. Yeah, I fucked it. I picked a good one.
You got a forfeit, you picked a goodie.
Look,
plus, you got, like, all the different designs of the pod race, and because there's literally no regulations, it's very sick to see. Mm. Because, like, right now, you're like, yeah, that's a car. It's got four wheels and a windscreen. Good, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. Imagine if some cunt came out and it's got, like, three jet engines strapped to the top and one wheel. We're like, where's he fucking going? It's kind of like mixing rockets with the Birdman rally. It's good. Now, this is sick. I've picked a good in.
You picked a good in.
Zammit, I know that Jackson's not on your side. No, you're not on your own side anymore. But I will say, I have seen Formula One in real life. And let me tell you, it's, first of all, the loudest thing I've ever heard. Second of all, boring.
Well, I understand that. That's F1. Pod racing will be louder. Yes. But boring, no.
Dusha, can you tell me the age range of the Formula One races, please?
I believe...
Let us know the average age of a driver of a Formula One.
I don't actually know off the top of my head, but I imagine it's a sport where they're in their late 20s to early 30s.
And how many little boys do you know like a race in the F1?
Just out of curiosity.
None. Because they don't have their driver's license.
Do you think pod in pod racing is like alien for little boy? Do you think it's little boy racing? Like if you're on that planet and they're like, do you want to go see the pod racing? But you're like from out of town, so you think the pods are like the engines on the front.
But
like going seeing child boxing in Thailand. That's what you've done. Oh, hell yeah. And you don't know alien races, so Sebulba looks like a grown-ass man to you. Yeah. But no, he's 10.
I like that like racer means racer in all languages, but pod means little boy.
Now this is little boy racing. Yippee!
Well, when you get to the age of 13, you have to retire.
Too
old to fit into that pod.
Nobody wants to see a 13-year-old race, but a little boy? Yes, sir.
The idea is extinguishing potential. No one wants to see a man race.
What
if they die and hurt themselves?
No, thank you.
They probably have like, you know, a family to feed and go back to. That's sad. Whereas a little boy.
Oh, wow.
Haven't lived long enough that it matters.
That's the official Tatooine motto.
So,
okay, Zammit forfeits. He's
Zammit's
out.
Fucked
I'm
it.
Out. I'm sorry. I cooked it.
You had one job and you've just muffed fucked it. Yeah. But don't worry, I'm here to save the day with a sport that I have no doubt in my mind would suck horrendous amounts of shit to watch live. And that is the one, the only, Quidditch.
Now, Quidditch does have the possibility of little boys dying, but it's way less frequently. Plus, there's magic so they can bring them back, so who cares?
Yeah, they have a lot of the little boys falling and hurting themselves, which is fine, I guess.
Also, so if we're looking at, like, I guess, like, professional-level Quidditch, it's also not little boys, they're adults.
That's true.
Good point.
Yeah,
It's like, it's I guess, like, the kind of the equivalent of any sport. Like, yeah, sure,
AFL
if you want to watch
AFL comparing to Little League, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, if you're at Hogwarts and you're watching Quidditch, like, yeah, you might watch your son's best friend die or whatever, and that's, I guess,
why am I
cool.
Is he my son? Am I an adult or a student?
No, you...
If I'm watching
Why would I be... I, a parent of a kid at Hogwarts, I don't think I'd be going to the Hogwarts game because isn't it being played during school time?
Or am I just,
I
like...
I have a wizard job I have to go to and neglect my family for.
Or am I, like, a Harry Potter version of I'm too young to be pregnant or whatever? I'm, like, a dad too early. Is that what you're saying, Dusha?
No, I just meant, like, I assumed that it happened on the weekend and you could go watch your kids play.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Do they
Do they show many parents watching their kids in good old Harry Potter?
If I'm
like
a teen
it.
Dad, my kid's not old enough to play Quidditch, dude. Think.
Yeah.
I'm a six or whatever. You know.
Well, that comes back to it. So, like, your six-year-old son too young to die playing Quidditch. I mean, not too young to die playing Quidditch, but won't
he's
be
a
playing...
perfect age, actually, for that.
A bludger will get the job done. Don't you worry about that. At six, your skull is probably still too fragile to recover.
Get him
from
in the broom. He's got a soft patella. He'll be great. Mr. Bailey, we're going to ask you kindly to leave.
The golden snitch just, like, slamming into that kid's forehead, making a big indent. Just pushing it in like a hot knife through butter.
Mr. Bailey, you are an adult. I'm too young to be a father! Yeah, anyway.
I have no responsibility!
But yes, professional level Quidditch, like the Quidditch World Cup, sure.
Yeah. So it seems fun and whatever, because like, like lots of balls. So like, it's hectic.
The more balls, the better, dude. That's why we like pinball. Yeah.
Well, pinball, good. Multi-ball in pinball, the best.
Yeah.
That's top tier pinball.
If that happens to me in pinball, I turn to whoever I'm playing with and I'm like, it just went up a notch, guys. Oh my God.
That is like, pinball is probably the best example of like one thing just like... Just that notch, it just goes so hard. Like, wow.
I remember, you guys remember Time Zone?
Yeah, of course.
You remember Time Zone parties?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
It was like a thing where it was just like, you know, the general public were there, but you had a little thing and the guy came around and was like, oh, you want to play this game for a bit? Oh, here you go, like 20 credits or whatever, go ham. I remember doing that to a pinball thing and being like, yeah, like 20 credits or whatever, playing one game of pinball and being like, not for me, and leaving, and then getting a little bit in trouble by the guy who was like, what the fuck? Why didn't you keep playing the pinball?
There's like 20 credits for you.
And then like, now people are playing pinball for free. What the hell?
That's, you're a man of the people. You're a pinball Robin Hood, dude.
And I was pinball like, socialist. Fucking hell.
Not care for pinball in the slightest.
See, this will come as no surprise to anyone, but I fucking love pinball. Hell yeah.
It's good. I'm a pinball wizard, baby. Check
hell
me
yeah.
out.
Like that song.
Yeah, just like the song.
Just like that one.
Yeah.
So Quidditch, there's a few reasons why I think this would suck shit to watch.
Okay.
So I did start addressing like the positives, but fuck that. Let's just get to why it would suck shit.
Yeah.
First of all, there is, and it's rife within Harry Potter to just have things that actually ruin things, like just lore that's written into Harry Potter that means that certain things suck shit. One of them is the Golden Snitch in Quidditch is the only way the game ends.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's, and the snitch is released at random. I believe the snitch chooses when to go. And there's like records that there was games that went for like 6 days before the snitch was caught. Also, if the Seekers don't see the snitch, like the snitch can just go away, which is another thing, even though it's in an oval kind of, but up, like it's above an oval, I guess.
Yeah.
You can just leave. the game area is wherever because you're on
That's
flying
so
brooms.
Funny. Oh, they've just gone. The match is happening elsewhere now.
Yeah.
Also, well, goals are there, but their players
they're
are not.
Not.
So
yeah.
I think as well, at the most basic level, neck strain. Like, imagine you're sitting in the crowd the whole time, you got to tilt. That sucks.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
Terrible.
It's real bad. And, like...
Well, hang on, though. But you've got, in the World Cup, the stadium, like, all the
spectators
are kind of like...
Yeah.
I was like, not the stadium, but the spectators, because... I don't know if you could call it still a stadium, but I guess
the bleachers?
Yeah.
The bleachers, but they're, like, hovering and shit, or they're at least, you know, like... up on their level, so you're not, the next frame's not gonna be too bad. Plus,
but
kind
like,
of like with pod racing, you'll have people filming, like, can they film it? Because magic doesn't work around electronics.
Also,
so you can't watch it on a Jumbotron. This sucks. Yeah, no.
Also, the point of a stadium, it's designed in such a way that you're looking down. So if I'm on the same playing field as the players, I can't actually see the whole Quidditch pitch, can I?
Yeah
it's like being in the front row of a.
Yeah, that sucks.
Stadium at currently, see there. Not the, fun to see some plays maybe run by, but ultimately not the best view.
Yeah, sure, you'd see goals and whatever. And yeah, like the bludgers and the beaters and stuff like that, you think that, oh my God, there's balls that are trying to kill these grown boys. Yeah. But because it's magic, it means like someone gets hit and they fall off their broom. You're like, wow, that's going to be a splat. But no, because someone
there's
would
no consequence, really, is there? It's meaningless. Like,
look, I kind of look at the idea of like, hey, there's a lot going on. So that could be in its positive because you're like, hey, there is so much going on.
So
it is the perfect game for like, you know, someone with ADHD because like, there's always something to follow along. But that's not necessarily a good thing when you're trying to pay attention to the sport.
No.
Also, the whole idea of like, you know, the Golden Snitch, you get like 100 points or whatever.
150, I believe.
150 points. So, yeah, you're watching these people like maybe, you know, throwing the quaffle into the hoop and they're scoring a 10 or a 5 or 1 point, whatever it is. And then some like weedy cunt just grabs the Golden Snitch and suddenly they've done nothing all game and they've just picked up this one thing. And you're like, oh, so that the whole thing that I've been doing for the last hour, cheering on people scoring goals, is
meaningless
and pointless. Yay. And also the fact is there is so much going on that even if I could see everything happening, I am missing a lot.
Yeah.
And it's very, very kind of
absolutely
frustrating. It's like paying attention to like what's happening in like full forward, but kind of like, oh, you know, the people, the wingmen are having a punch on. So
yeah. I've got to pay attention there.
So almost every sport is designed or like is played in a way where you are able to watch the game.
Yeah,
like
you're watching the action because the action is in one place.
Yeah.
That's what's good about us.
Even things like football, like Zama just referenced, say like a punch on starts off the ball, you will still, by the way that the stadium is designed or the way that we watch sport, you'll be able to see it and you'll be able to be like, oh, okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
But I can also see where the ball is.
Mm.
Quidditch, there's too much stuff and no jumbo screens and stuff like that. Also, Zama, I'm glad you mentioned quaffles, because another thing that I think would suck to watch is it's embarrassing to say any of the words associated to Quidditch. They all suck shit.
Yeah,
I just be the first to say all of the names, cunt, shut up. Quaffle, golden snitch,
bludge's
all right. Because it reminds me of kicking it sweet in school.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, it reminds you of bludging.
Yeah, what was your bludging? You know, it's kind of nice. Yeah.
That's cool
one to the
stuff.
Government.
Yeah. giving your best one to the government. Suck shit, government.
Yeah. What would you rename them then, Dusha?
Just the fucking, I guess, like, the ball.
Gold cunt?
Yeah, gold cunt.
The ball, the ball, softball. Yeah.
Goal ball, angry ball, winning ball. Done.
Just call them all the Quidditch ball. And then when they're like, he found the Quidditch ball. And I'm like, which one? You're like, the good one, cunt. Shut up. And I know that the snitch has been found.
But you got the kind of like, you're right in that there's so much happening at once. It's like kind of been like, okay, what do we love? We love AFL. So let's have a game of AFL. But you know what? It's missing a net and a couple of players playing badminton. So just chuck that in the middle of the ground.
Absolutely.
That'd be fucking sweet. What else do we want? Little boys playing hide and seek? Chuck them on the field.
Yeah.
Let them go.
It's also all a game of Scarecrow Tiggy. The whole thing is also a game of Scarecrow Tiggy.
It just feels like it's a game designed by committee that no one knew what they wanted, or everyone knew what they wanted, which was completely different from the person next to them. They all came in with their own agenda and they were like, what about this game? Like, yes, but what about this game?
I think it's also a bummer because in the world of like witches and wizards, it could be so much cooler. Imagine a sport that's like a contact sport where you've got to transfigure each other into animals or whatever.
Yeah.
So you're watching people run along a field becoming pumas and owls.
Yeah.
I don't know how you win, but I think that would be sick to see.
It doesn't matter how you win because it's just sick to be there.
It's just sick to see a puma eat an owl and be like,
watch.
They were both guys. Whoa.
Fucking hell.
That's brutal. Snape has McGonagall in her belly. Wow.
Fuck, this sport is actually the fucking sickest.
Huh. That motherfucker turned into a bear.
When Snape,
now he's eating the commentator's ears.
When Snape eats McGonagall as a cat, being like, Snape has McGonagall in her belly, is just shows, like, Jackson, you designed this sport and you're not paying attention. Whoa, that was McGonagall in his belly. What are you saying? Snape's eating McGonagall, dude. Damn. It's also good to imagine I've invented this sport and I'm like showing it to you and there's just animals eating each other and you're like, how do you win? And I'm like, just turn around and look at the destruction. Well, gosh, I don't know.
Well, every game the audience wins.
Do you not feel happy? Jackson, I feel a bit sick.
They were guys and now one is the other.
I think some of them are real animals.
Well, look, that's even a... There you go. I mean, look, it's not ethically great, but sure, you have, like, cat fights with McGonagall as a cat and a cat.
Yeah.
The ultimate question, but it's a fight.
Can a cat with a human intelligence defeat a cat with a cat intelligence?
Well...
Does it give us the upper hand?
So there things you go. like sports that involve animals, look, I'm happy to say a blanket
less
statement.
Less than ethical.
Cruel. Yeah. Cruel and unethical, but... Animals can't consent.
Cockfights, but they're both wizards.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that rules.
You can have legal.
Have a flutter at the dogs where every dog is a wizard.
Yeah,
whoa,
so all of a sudden.
Sick.
Yeah, but instead, no, let's fucking. Instead of reinventing dog fights, but it's chill because the dogs are people and they're consenting to this fight.
Yeah.
Instead, you've got fucking Quidditch. Yeah, good one.
What? Good, great. Yeah. But like, because we could have just had like horses racing pumas, racing leopards, racing a dog, and they're all just wizards. That'd be kind of cool. But instead, we got this hot garbage.
You know how you've always wanted to see a gorilla fight a horse to see who would win?
Yeah.
Every day of my damn life.
You could find out, because the horse has such powerful kicking power, so much force, but the gorilla's clever and it has opposable thumbs, you know?
Do you ever remember this, like, terrible TV series, which was, like, Man vs. Beast or whatever it was?
Yeah, I remember Man vs. Beast.
Back in, like the 2000s, and they just did, like, the dumbest shit. Mm. I remember one of them being, like, who's the best at hanging, an orangutan or an Olympic-level gymnast? Mm. And they just had an orangutan and a gymnast hanging by a bar. The orangutan lost because it got disqualified because it didn't know the rules, so it just started playing.
Didn't know it was in a competition, really, did it? Like, it just was like, I am an orangutan, and that's cool.
Please stop destroying my home.
It's sick to be me. I hate palm oil. I'm an orangutan. How is everyone? Just hanging here. That guy's hanging too. Don't know why. Oh, I've stopped hanging and people are doing air horns. I don't know what's happening. I don't know. I lost. I'm an orangutan.
Because in the same show, they had a camel race a relay of little people.
Wow.
Why? What? I do not know.
Comparable.
This show
feels
like it was invented by people that had been in a boxing match prior to the meeting. That's
All
like
right,
real fucked in the head hours.
I'm super concussed. Let's go pitch our ideas.
I don't understand what they were trying to prove in literally any of these Man v. Beasts, but at least with wizards, everyone's consenting.
Yeah,
it's
you're right, Dusha. It's crazy we had Quidditch when we could have all been in stadiums watching a gorilla tear a horse's head off. Yeah. That could be us. That
but
could be
fine,
us.
Because it's two guys.
It's just spitballing ideas. They've got access to all kinds of magic that we don't even know about or care. And they invented Quidditch?
I know. It's
of
it's
all
disgusting.
The things.
It's boring. Well, it's dull. Who cares?
Look, I know we're all on the same page when it comes to the creator of Quidditch, J.K. Rowling, but it should have been obvious pretty early on that she is a loser with a bad brain.
Yeah.
When Quidditch is the best thing that they could bring to the table.
Absolutely.
Fucking hell.
Flying broom. A race with flying brooms
that's
is
better already
better.
Yeah.
That's, at least you can fucking watch it.
Yeah. Like you have three games right there. Mm. You have four. You have the race of brooms. Mm. You then just have basically basketball but on brooms. That's already just that alone is kind of cool. You then have chasing a snitch, which is just like a weird hide and seek game with
it's
a
the
ball.
Shit bit, but apparently it's the most bit. Important bit.
So there's one. And then you just have basically hitting folk with a stick whilst on a broom.
That's
kind of like road rage, but with wizards. And that's all right.
What if
I mean,
just
why
fucking
don't you have a wand and you could be, hey, wizard dueling's a thing.
Yeah.
Why not that on a broom?
Mm.
Right, there's pretty good.
What about fucking American Gladiators, but it's on brooms? Remember that TV show? Everyone's
about it's American Gladiators, but it's fucking wizards. You're like, I don't know, I got to roll in a big ball, attach yourself with your wand. I am the big ball, baby.
Well, what about Wizard Jackass? My only cultural touchstone of recent.
Okay, now that we're like, you know, all getting on like up wizard's ass here, like think about the fucking tournament, you know.
Tri-Wizard Tournament. Cup.
There we go. What did they have? They got like fighting a dragon. I mean, no, they didn't even fighting a dragon. That would have been cool.
Steal an egg
from a dragon.
Do you know how easy that is to do from a supermarket every single day? I could steal an egg from a supermarket every day of a year without getting caught, I reckon.
And
one egg.
If you did get caught, they'd be like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you taking one egg?
You could have the egg, dude. Who cares?
You then have stealing people from merpeople. Mm-hmm. Again, who cares? Then you have a maze.
Yeah.
A fucking hedge maze.
Yeah.
We have hedge mazes. When was the last time you had a good time at a hedge maze?
Never. Hedge mazes, they
They're
suck
bad.
Shit.
They're bad.
Maybe wizards just are garbage individuals that don't know shit about fuck.
Imagine if Harry Potter, instead of getting the like note that said what dragon he was fighting. He unfurled it and it was a horse. And he's like, what? And they turned him into a horse. And then he went out there and there was a gorilla. And he was like, I understand instantly what this challenge is.
Okay, well, that would have been a cinematic masterpiece.
Oh my God, I would have loved to see it.
So I can't believe wizards have access to magic and they decide to do the worst shit with
it. It's pathetic.
Most boring, mundane, dog shit shit. I'm so upset. Quidditch sucks shit to watch and sucks shit as a sport.
Yeah, like it not only would suck to watch, it would suck to watch and then be like, I have access to a wand that can turn people into a cup and this is what we choose to whittle away our pastime with. This hot fucking nonsense.
Yeah.
Whereas... let me turn six people into ferrets and all chuck them down a goddamn tube and see which one is the quickest. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking wizard chess is more exciting because at least, like, again, like the risk of life, you're like stressed.
Exactly. And little boys can play wizard chess.
Yeah, that's true. Canon should.
that sucks.
Yeah.
Quidditch sucks.
Quidditch is
bad
no good.
Bad job, wizards.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Also, did you know we do too many shows across the Sanspants Radio Network? Take BigSoftTitty.png, a show by award-winning comedians Tom Walker and Demi Lardner that is not for cowards. Are you a coward? Then stay the fuck away from BigSoftTitty.png, you big piss baby. But if you're brave enough to listen, you'll be rewarded with horse music, the hidden secret of what one does with a cum egg, and too much teeth talk. Just search for BigSoftTitty.png, all one word, no spaces, on iTunes or Spotify, or head to our website, SansPantsRadio.com.
Oh, okay, well, I want to put forward Thunderdome as the worst sport to spectate. You know Thunderdome, two men until one man leaves, the most basic principle of a sport ever. In a dome.
Is it like, okay, so is it boxing in a dome?
No, so imagine a dome like a jungle gym, okay?
Yep, done.
So, like, and then inside that, two men enter, like I said. I don't know if I made that clear. And then the idea is that one man leaves.
And
those two men are
so
attached.
So one man has to live in the Thunderdome?
Two men enter. One man sets up shop. The other man gets to go. Thunderdome is in a dome, and the dome is, like I said, like a jungle gym, so it's kind of got struts, and the two men who enter the Thunderdome, for eventually only one man to leave, attach themselves by bungees to the top, and then they each pick a weapon, and they bungee around like a baby romper, or what do you call that?
Baby Bjorn?
No, what do you call the baby romper? Up and down baby?
Baby Bjorn?
No. You know,
up and down baby. I know up and down baby.
Anyway, so the up and down baby, they jump around like that, attacking each other with their weapons. And the only way to view the Thunderdome is to climb onto the dome and look in. I don't know why these people in the post-apocalyptic society weren't like, what about an arena? They were like, no. I just don't think many sports are good from above, you know?
Look, fair. But look, in their credit, if you had an arena, how would you have the baby up and down?
Well, do you need the baby up and down is my question. What does that do?
I mean, yeah, because if you have, say, a big scythe or whatever, and you, like, leap forward and you try and attack, but then you have the opposite of reaction of, like, now, well, because, you know, baby go forward, now baby go back. And then and that's fun to watch. Back.
Baby go forward. Yeah, no, that's fair. I think the main thing that I would be stressed about is that to see Thunderdome, because you're not sitting in a seat, you're, like, climbing on the outside, and they're leaping around with chainsaws. It's just very easy to imagine getting a chainsaw to the face as somebody...
Isn't that, as a spectator who doesn't get a chainsaw to the face, exciting and fun to watch?
I mean, I suppose. I would like to see, because that would be like a oh moment, watching someone get chainsawed on the outside of the Thunderdome. But if it came for me, I wouldn't be, oh, I would be, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, but then me next to you would be like, oh.
I'm dead. You're so rude.
Well, you don't know that. You can't hear us go, oh, because all you hear is, rrr, 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 and you're screaming.
And then
screaming.
Nothing. Then nothing.
Then nothing, because there is no heaven. That's why. I'm just in the empty stillness of forever.
Like, yeah, yeah.
As the chainsaw rockets out the back of my head, you two look at each other over my guts and brain, and you're like, that sucks because there is no heaven for him to go to. Yes, but, I concur.
But that ruled, because that was a great thing to see, and that would make the face.
Yeah.
But yeah, yes, you're right in that. As a spectator, there is an added risk.
Yeah.
But does that not make it exciting?
Okay, possibly, but may I critique the fact that there is only one rule, and that's that two men enter and then one man gets to leave? That's not very complex.
I mean, if you look at, like, all right, so let's take AFL again. It's like, okay, there's like one rule. You have to kick the ball to your end of the goals, right? Mm-hmm. That's the kind of basic premise, because there's more than one rule of Thunderdome.
Yeah.
There is baby go up and down.
Yeah.
And there
that's
is
an important
pick,
rule.
Baby and there's pick down. A weapon. So you have to strap yourself into the baby go up and down. You have to pick a weapon. There are already rules that exist here. I assume you, yeah. So like,
I've just been tricked by the
rules.
Thunderdome marketing, where that's what they yell before every
exactly.
fight.
You're basically thinking that, oh yeah, the one rule of wrestling is let's get ready to rumble. That's not even, what does that even mean? It's not a rule.
Hey guys, wrestling's so simple. Let's get ready to rumble, that's it.
Yeah, you just got to get ready to rumble. And then that's it.
I want
the rule.
The announcer of the Thunderdome to be like, there are three rules in Thunderdome. One, two men enter, one man leaves. Two, baby go up and down. Three, pick a weapon. And I'm like, that's more of an instruction than a rule, but okay.
Yeah, in fact, I don't think I think the only rule is one man leaves, technically. I guess two men enter is also a rule.
You can't have a three-way Thunderdome, huh? And then I mean, get the chainsaw through my hair.
And then nothing.
Because there's no heaven.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's no heaven.
What about this as a critique of the Thunderdome? I think it's the way we settle disputes in this horrible wasteland society. That seems pretty bad, because what I like about most sports is that I won't have to do them if I make a mistake. If I fuck up in this society, they're not like, Jackson, get out on the footy pitch, mate. You're an AFL star now. Oh, no.
Well, that's less a critique about the sport and more of a critique about the society in which the sport came about.
That sounds like a wasteland criticism, something you were famously against.
So,
and I do like the fact that in the barter town of Mad Max 3 where the Thunderdome is, most of their rules are rhymes. Because I've just recalled the rhyme, break the deal, spin the wheel, which if you break a deal in barter town, they make you spin a wheel.
Two men enter, one man leave. Not a rhyme.
Yeah. Maybe I commend Bartertown and the simplicity of the way they describe things. I know how this society works.
What's written on the wheel? Is there anything there that's a sport that's bad to watch?
No, it's just
look,
like
I'm gonna level with you. You fucked it here.
I cooked it. Yeah. Thunder Dome rules.
Like this is a fun thing to watch because, like, because again, you might have a dispute, so you can be like, "Oh, sick! I get to go in the baby up and down and have a weapon. That's kind of cool."
Yeah.
And then, like, if I win, that's great. I was correct. Yeah. But if I die, sweet release of nothing because I'm living in the wasteland and every moment is agony and pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this would be a sweet release. So either way, I'm gonna have a good time.
Yeah.
So, in the critique against the wasteland society, I just don't think that's
not.
A
it's
good
not
one,
on
Jack.
Thunderdome,
it's,
really, is
it's
it?
It's really a. It's even in fact, it's a plus because like, also if you love the sport of the Thunderdome, you could go in around and be constructing arguments for people.
Mm. Absolutely.
You'd be like, hey, Jeremy, I reckon that you could beat this, Frodo over here in a game of cup and ball. And,
what, Jackson? The Frodo in a cup and ball? Please find me in the Thunderdome.
Come on.
I'm addicted to the dome.
I'm a dome head. I'm crazy for the dome. I like to imagine me trying to do that with you guys, being like, you're like, Jackson, here's your, your meat. And I'm like, rat again? I hate rat. Better go to the Thunderdome.
Jackson,
oh.
Why would we go to the Thunderdome? We know that can't, there's no heaven. So, Jackson, when I die, I won't go to heaven or hell. I'll go to nothing. That
will be
boring.
Nothing. I'll just cease to exist. That's existentially terrifying, Jackson.
Yeah. I can't watch a sweet game of Thunderdome if I'm nothing.
Yeah.
So,
Jackson, I don't find it existentially crushing or potentially anything. I just find it boring. The concept, it upsets me because I don't like the idea of not doing anything.
Yeah. It just sounds dull.
People
Whereas
will remember
a Thunderdome
me,
is a Thunderdome.
And that's fine.
That choice is theirs, not mine.
Yeah.
They can do what they like.
Yeah, but I don't want to be eternally bored. Yeah. So Thunderdome, though, is interesting. And yeah, no, look, it's again.
Thunderdome
it's
kicks
like
ass. It's sick as hell.
It's extreme boxing. Imagine if you had
chainsaw
a boxing match with chainsaw boxing, but everyone was strapped into a baby up and down.
Yeah. That would be sick as hell. It's kind of like a combination of boxing, gymnastics, and wrestling because people have personas as well. There's Master Blaster, who's a guy on another guy.
So look, you can't have more than one guy enter.
Hey, that's true. Hey, hang on. Hold on, so Thunderdome. That's two men. That's two men.
Well, so maybe it sucks to watch because the rules are unclear.
Yeah, that's why I don't like Thunderdome.
And again, are you watching it because Mad Max is going in as an outsider and he hasn't grown up and understood the rules of Thunderdome? It's kind of like when, again, anyone from overseas tries to watch a game of AFL, they have no fucking clue what's going on.
Yeah.
Even if you try to explain the rules, they don't know. So they figured, look, Max is not, he's one of them Jackson types, not clever.
Great
so
A moron.
So let's instead just kind of dumb it down a little. So two men enter, one man leave, there you go. And he's like, oh yeah, okay. And then he gets trapped into the baby up and down, has no idea what's going on, but he can figure it out. So I reckon there's probably a lot of rules that are happening.
There's a lot, but Mad Max just doesn't get a look
Jackson,
in it. Yeah.
I will give you one thing though. And this would make the Thunderdome shit to watch. If it wasn't the jungle gym setup and it was a dome you couldn't see in, and you were on the outside.
You could just hear what was happening inside.
Two men entered and then one man left. You'd be like, oh man. Oh, that
where are
been
all the other men? Are they
I bet something cool happened maybe, or they just set up shop.
It's good
but,
to
imagine. Apart from that, it would just fucking rule.
It's good to imagine I finally get in the Thunderdome and you just watch as I'm cleaved in half by a scythe like that. They're like, what weapon do you pick, Jackson? And I'm like, no weapon. I've got this.
I'm using my wits and fists.
I like
Eddie and JD like, he's fucking dead, man. That cunt's fucking dead.
He's done.
You fucking dead, cunt. You're fucking dead.
You're my friends. Be
Not
on my
anymore,
side.
Cunt.
Oh.
We got good money on you dying in the first 15 seconds, mate. I'm going to eat rats forever and I'm going to be fucking stoked. In this situation, rat meat is good.
Heaven, cunt.
I like to imagine they're like, what weapon? And I'm like, I'm agile. I'll rely on that. And the first thing I try and do is a somersault and he slices my ass right off. But like in the high point of my somersault when my ass is in the air, he sucked it off. And you're like, that's his bum gone. And you exchange $5 or whatever because you knew this was coming.
Well, Jackson, I don't think you would pick no weapon. I think you'd pick something dumb. Like, you'd be like, I pick the shovel. I'm going to dig holes and set traps.
I'm going down. Everyone expects you to go up in the baby up and down, but I'm going down in the baby up and down, sliced off ass, somehow still.
He doesn't realize that once he goes down, he's got to go back up, because that's how the baby up Indian works.
I kept telling him,
he's fucked.
Dumb fucking cunt remembered baby go down, but not baby go up.
Told him his ass was the most vulnerable part in his body. He didn't listen, the idiot. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no leather on that. It's just exposed.
Dude, what if I need to shit quickly? Jackson, put an ass on your pants. No! This is one of the main disputes. We're going to have to go into Thunderdome about this. You know I'm going to cut your ass off, Jackson. No, you won't.
In the heat of battle, that will not be something that crosses your mind.
I'm going in with it in mind, Jackson. I'm just going to do it.
I'm going to cut off your ass. I will. Put an ass on your pants.
I'm telling you right now. That my first move is going to go for your ass.
You won't think about it. You won't think about it, dude. You're not going to think about it. Right.
You go. I got my shovel. I'm digging down.
It's great to
imagine. You're going to go up. When you go up, I'm going to slice your ass.
It's great to imagine in the midpoint of my somersault, my ass so exposed. You just like give like a frustrated shrug. Like, what? What did I fucking say? Okay. I'll chop his ass off. Okay, cool.
Look.
Oh!
Big sigh.
Just screaming and looking at you, so shocked. How did you?
What did you do? Why did you cut my ass?
That was my least expected thing you were gonna do.
My whole strategy is shot now. Did your strategy rely on you having a full ass? Yes.
Yeah.
Can I get out? Can I have a do-over? My ass just resting so gently in the dirt. Perfect.
Well, it's good also because then, like, two men come out, you hear yelling about an ass, and then one man leaves with an ass still, and you're like, something went down, and I'll never know.
Something bad happened in the Thunderdome today.
All right. That would be great to watch.
Yeah, I guess I forfeit too. Okay. Quidditch was the only bad one. We fucked it, yeah.
Well, the good news is, Jackson, after your fight, there'd be four rules to Thunderdome. All right, g'day, cunts. You got fucking two men go in, one man comes out. Uh-huh. Second, maybe go up, and maybe go down. Third rule, pick a fucking weapon. Fourth rule, cover your ass.
Have an ass on your pants, okay? It's great as well to imagine, like, whoever was fighting me there having my ass hanging over the fireplace of their waist like a trophy.
Like the head of a buck. Trophy. Yeah. Be like, told him. One of my first victories in the Thunderdome, I had an argument.
You just have a plaque underneath that says hubris. That's under the ass.
Jackson, how come you don't sit down anymore?
Oh, I survived. They let me out. They had to make an addendum that was like, two men had to one man leave, or two men had to two man leave if one of them has had his ass cut off.
two asses enter, one ass leaves.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And I guess we can all clearly say that Quidditch is dog shit.
Sucks shit.
Pod racing and Thunderdome, fucking...
They're sick as hell, dude.
Cover your ass, everyone. It's important. Keep that ass protected.
Put an ass in your pants.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows on the Sans Pants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsradio.com and consider joining the Sans Pants Plus community. There's over 20 bonus shows, a Sans Pants Plus Discord, exclusive video content, and discounts on merch. Just head to sanspantsradio.com and follow the links.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.